This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Today is the last day for public comment on a BLM public lands rule that puts conservation on par with other uses. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper has written a letter to the head of the Interior Department and the Bureau of Land Management in support of the draft rule. He writes it will improve public lands resilience and help the BLM develop responsibly. And he also called on the agency to, quote, meaningfully respond, unquote, to public feedback over concerns raised and to continue to engage with stakeholders, including ranchers and the renewable energy industry, as it works on the final rule. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Prosecutors have dropped a felony charge against a woman hit by a train while locked inside a police car last September. Yareni Rios Gonzalez pled no contest to misdemeanor menacing and will do community service for flashing a gun during a road rage incident. While officers searched her truck for a weapon, they put her in a parked car on railroad tracks. Rios Gonzalez suffered severe injuries. Both officers face criminal charges. June set records for the most rainfall in parts of Colorado. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson says the storms have been unusually strong since early May.
Many areas along the Front Range have had a year's worth of rain in the last 6 or 7 weeks, because we typically get about 15, 16 inches of moisture in a year, and some places have had that much since the 1st of May.
Nelson says the monsoon season will bring more heavy rains in August. The moisture means nearly all of Colorado is no longer dealing with drought conditions for the first time in years. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.